From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is said to be in military custody and remains the country's only legitimate ruler on day two of a takeover by the army that has insisted is not a coup. It said Mr. Mugabe is not the target, but rather those who surround him. Zimbabwean war veterans said they backed the army's move. Victor Matamadanda is the group's secretary general.
What Zimbabwe has been sliding into was a state of chaos. And for that reason, war veterans here do stand with the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. We urge that Robert Gabriel Mugabe should be recalled from his role as the president and first secretary of ZANU-PF.
The head of the ruling party's youth wing, Kudzai Chapanga, publicly apologized Wednesday to the military for earlier criticism of Army Chief of Staff General Constantino Chiwenga.
I, as the leader of the Revolutionary Party's Youth League, I have reflected and personally admitted that I erred. I was ill-advised to read a statement which I and the Youth League had not originated, neither authored.
Monday, Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF party of independence fighters, such as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a move seen as clearing the way for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, to succeed him. President Donald Trump has called his just-concluded Asia trip a success in terms of three core objectives, the most imperative being the North Korea nuclear threat.
I spoke the truth about the evil crimes of the North Korean regime, and I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail.
Mr. Trump also sought to strengthen U.S. alliances in Asia and promote free and reciprocal trade relationships. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded, when four suicide bombers attacked populated areas of the Munigari suburb of the Borno state capital Maiduguri late Wednesday. No immediate claim of responsibility, but the area has seen numerous attacks by the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. A 72-year-old Swiss aid worker was freed by security forces Wednesday, more than a month after she was abducted in Sudan's Darfur region. Swiss Ambassador Daniel Cavain thanked Sudanese authorities for their help in securing the release of Margaret Schenkel.
A special thanks goes also to His Excellency, Mr. Gandour, the foreign minister, who supported us from the very beginning, who also made a public statement of the non-ransom policy. The same policy also Switzerland follows.
Schenkel was kidnapped October 7 in the North Darfur city of El Fasher. Details about her ordeal were not released. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri and his family to France.
Je souhaite en effet que la situation au Liban,
Mr. Macron expressed hope the political crisis in Lebanon would become more peaceful. Mr. Hariri has accepted the invitation. He abruptly announced his intention to resign November 4 after accusing Iran-backed Hezbollah of sowing strife. He's been in Saudi Arabia and denies he's been held against his will. Flash floods have killed at least 15 people in two towns of coastal Greece following a week of heavy rains. More severe weather is forecast for Thursday. The ousted leader of Spain's Catalonia region told a Spanish television station that he expects to be his party's leading candidate in next month's elections, even as he fights extradition in Belgium, where he fled after Madrid imposed direct rule following the region's declaration of independence. Carlos Puigdemont said he has a list of candidates for the December 21st election under the banner of his Democratic Party of Catalonia. At least seven people were killed, an untold number wounded Thursday in a suicide bomb blast in the Afghan capital Kabul near a gathering of supporters of a regional leader. Atta Mohammed Noor is governor of the northern province of Balkh and leader of the mainly ethnic Tajik Jamiat-Islami party. Three college basketball players from the University of California, Los Angeles, Wednesday apologized for shoplifting while in China, among them D'Angelo Ball.
I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I didn't exercise my best judgment, and I was wrong for that.
The three players were arrested and had faced long prison terms until President Donald Trump intervened to request their release in the meeting with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. As expected, the Cambodian Supreme Court has dissolved political opposition at the request of the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen ahead of next year's election. Hun Sen, who has ruled for 32 years, targeted the Cambodian National Rescue Party, seen by some as an effort to block any effective opposition to his rule. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.